Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're on the first verse of Acts chapter 12. We've introduced Herod Agrippa, who stretches out his hand in verse 1 to harass some from the church. Now, let's not be mistaken here. This Herod is very pious. History has it that this Herod was an observer of the customs of the Jews. He is out to please the Jewish leaders of his day, and he kills James in verse 2, the brother of John, with the sword. This is not James, the brother of Jesus. This is not James that, of course, 3 chapters later, will head the council at Jerusalem in Acts 15. We don't have a chronological issue here. This is a different James. James, the brother of John, one of the original 12 disciples. This action, according to verse 3, pleased the Jews. So he proceeded further to seize Peter also, and it was during the days of unleavened bread. So Herod's actions are really to please the Jewish leaders, because Herod is a politician, and he has to really navigate the tension between the Jewish leaders and the Roman leaders. Of course, the Roman leaders are more important to Herod because they are the rulers of the world with an iron fist, and they are who has appointed him to the post. But without keeping the Jewish leaders happy, he runs into a real issue in his homeland, and then he appears to be a weak leader. So he's really playing the game of politics, but I don't want you to think he's not an observer of the Jewish faith, because he was probably a poor observer, but one nonetheless. And his execution of James, we don't get much description in the 12th chapter of Acts, but it was a move obviously against Christianity. It had nothing to do with James being a Jew, but with this new group of disciples' inability to distance themselves from Jesus. And so it pleased the Jews, so he seizes Peter. Now, there's no bigger name in the early church at this point than Peter. He's an original follower of Jesus, a disciple. He is the first voice at Pentecost. Within the confines of the church, he has been the most important figure, because it was Peter who first took the gospel to the house of Cornelius, Italians, Gentiles, Romans, and saw them saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And so Peter has already begun to have a renaissance in his own spirit about who can receive the gospel of grace. And so Peter has become quite a dangerous voice to the Jews, because if he's now going to start to minister this gospel outside, this becomes a threat. Not only is the Jewish religion being threatened by Christianity, but now we would be able to include the Romans and the Gentiles from all over the world. So verse 4, when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. And so these are tetrads of soldiers, squads of 4 soldiers. So they must really think there's some sort of threat from Peter, or at least they believe there's a threat that his people will try to break him out, or this is, again, more political posturing. But the intent is to deliver Peter up after the Passover, take him before the people. And it's curious what they were going to charge him with. We won't get there, because we're going to see Peter supernaturally freed from prison in one of Acts' most spectacular events. We'll start working on that one tomorrow. You can read ahead, start in verse 5, go through the end of the chapter. It's amazing. We'll get into it as we continue our journey through the book of Acts, chapter 12. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.